This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Have to come to the microphone and talk about riots in downtown Fargo. I guess it was bizarre enough that there were riots south of Mandan. So it shouldn't surprise me. And believe me, some of the same actors are involved.
I hear they're headed to Wishick next.
These anarchists.
Start that rumor. It might be true.
Sorry.
They did need the National Guard at Zap one time. Remember that? So this stuff can happen. It's just a very sad time. I don't know any other way to describe it. It's just, it puts a pit in your stomach, and I really defer to the audience on this one with a number of questions. Why is it happening? I guess we have to understand that, right? We have to get under why.
All the rioting, you mean?
Well, everything you've seen play out.
The George Floyd scenario.
Everything you've seen play out. I mean, why is George Floyd put his Derek Chauvin, the cop, put his knee on the neck of George Floyd? Why did that happen? Why did he feel like he needed to do that to restrain him? Why did that then spark all kinds of people saying, "See, these cops are out to get us if we're not their color," right? So then it's a racist thing, which really there's no way to know that. Again, I'm going to go as close as I can to not defending this guy, but having you maybe think I'm defending this guy. I don't know what this guy deals with day in and day out. It's the third precinct of Minneapolis. Well, I don't know.
This particular one, at 10 different complaints. He's got a history. There's been a number of things with him.
Right. I mean, it sounds like a bad actor.
He's probably a bad guy.
But I'm saying, when we expect somebody to go defend us, the store owners in that precinct don't care how bad the neighborhood is. They want protection.
Exactly.
This guy passed a counterfeit bill. Now, I'm not in any way defending what the cop did. I think it's disgusting and sick, and it, sure looks like murder to me, even if the police report says had he had intoxicants in his blood. And what else did they say? Oh, he had a heart condition of some kind. So they basically wouldn't say that the knee on the neck killed him. But come on. Like you say, if there wasn't a knee on the neck, is he alive the next day? Probably,
His friends and family are saying the riots and the destruction are the last thing George Floyd would have wanted.
Yes, that's exactly right. Yeah. So here's what I'm asking. What is happening? Why is it happening? And what do we do to fix it? What are the what's and the whys and the how-tos and the what in the world do we do? I want to know. What you think? I really, to me, there's a fix. Now, if I was scripting the day for Donald Trump, for Tim Walz, for Doug Burgum, for everybody in any state that has been impacted by this, these violent riots, Minneapolis to me and Minnesota in general is a disgrace. It is led by pathetic leaders who are so inept. They may have within them the ability to lead, but they're so afraid of if I do this, that person will be mad at me, and I don't know if I should do that, and what about this, and I don't know. Maybe it's hard to watch. It's really bad. But if I could say Governor Walz, Governor Burgum, President Trump, and any other elected leader of note, how should you spend your day today? You know what I would suggest? Listen. Just listen to try and find out what it is that happened here. Find out when you ask, what's happening? What is happening? What do they say? When you say, why? Why would that be your reaction? You say this is happening. White cops are killing black suspects. That's what's happening, Scott. Why is it happening? White cops hate black cops. Oh, they hate them. Okay? Do you have a hate radar? But you know they hate them. Okay, I'm going to take your word for it. They hate them. Okay. Then what do we do about it? How do we solve it? Got to stop the hate. Okay. How do we do that? Let's break some things. Let's smash some windows in.
And now we're off the rails.
Let's steal, you know, dry fryers or whatever, those air fryers. Or,
you had me right up until then.
Okay. How does that do anything? And
hey, we did it during DAPL. It worked then.
And see, the law enforcement, by the way, our law enforcement, we should not waste another moment before you say, God bless you people. You're just unbelievable.
Oh, right.
They did it in DAPL. They did it in DAPL. When you think about thousands and thousands and thousands of protesters up against a line of hundreds of law enforcement officers, and all they could do is stand and restrain themselves, and they did it so masterfully, it's unbelievable. Same thing in what could have been a powder keg in downtown Fargo this weekend. Same exact thing. They are amazing. There's the leaders. Incredible. And even Chief Todd and Mayor Mahoney and others, early on in the day, interacted with the police protesters at the police station. You know, having a conversation with them. And then, of course, it took that turn. And here is another bit of advice. If you believe you're part of a legitimate protest, I am out there because I believe there's way too much racism in this country. There's way too many cops who are white who don't like people, suspects, because they're black. Out to get us. That's what you believe. And you want to exercise your First Amendment right? I would start doing letters to the editor. I would start doing YouTube videos that go viral. I would start calling talk shows. I would not protest because guess what? You're hurting your cause. You're providing cover for thugs who come in, just like they did during DAPL, to exploit you for their cause. It's not helping.
I was going to say, some of us have seen this movie before.
Not helping. At all. We lived DAPL day in and day out on the air, and it's the exact same thing that happened. There's lawsuits about this right now trying to find the money, follow the money. You bet they're there. You bet they're there. By the way, one sad, tragic situation before I go to the calls to get your answers to these questions today. I believe completely unrelated to anything that's happened this weekend, but nonetheless, a story that is heart-wrenching. Two active duty airmen on the Grand Forks Air Force Base are dead because of a shooting early this morning. We have a release saying the shooting took place around 4:30 a.m., left two members of the 319th Reconnaissance Wing dead. No further details of the shooting have been released. Officials do not believe there's any threat to the public, and the incident is under investigation. All right. Let's go to the phones. Call us at 800-228-0550. Let's have a dialogue today. Let's see if we can figure this out. So all I want to do is figure it out. Craig in Moorhead. Go ahead, Craig.
Scott, that's a great question for another day. How to fix this? When a fireman pulls up on a fire, they don't ask how did it start. They put it out. Right now, our nation's on fire. Cities across this nation. And we need to get Nancy Pelosi and the Dems to work together, put aside their Trump derangement syndrome, and stop this. And people like you just said need to stay home so that they can stop the thugs, the Antifa, the anarchists that are drumming this on. Our nation is at stake here. Every day you can turn on CNN and MSNBC and they are fanning the flames. We need to stop the fire now. Then we'll worry later what started it. And I don't see Nancy coming out and working with our president to start it. It's like they could care less. Whatever takes Trump down, but let the nation burn. I've been watching rioting last night all over this city, this nation, again, riots. This needs to stop. We all need to get together. Put pressure on your Democratic leaders to help stop this. This is dangerous. Thank you.
Appreciate the call, Craig. Thank you. Jim, traveling today. What's on your mind, Jim?
He said basically what I was going to say. Don't discount the fact that this is all about the election and getting at Trump, because Trump is in there. And the other thing I wanted to add is what I told my children. unfortunately, trash comes in all colors, and trash needs to be taken out by the people of the same color.
You're saying if there's a bad cop, happens to be white, then other white cops and other white leadership of law enforcement ought to take them out, I think is what I hear you saying. John in Watertown, you're next. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, I had read somewhere or heard that this policeman in Minneapolis had like 18 complaints against him for like excessive force or whatever.
He had 10.
And I
had
don't 10. Know if that's... Yeah. What's that?
I heard 10.
Yep, 10.
Is the report I saw. But
whatever. If I was an enterprising reporter, I might look into that.
Yeah.
And if they're all against black people, then I guess we can conclude that he's got a problem with black people and he should have been canned a long time ago.
Yeah, that's a fair point. That's a fair point. It is. And you know what else? Unions a lot of times allow people like that to stay there longer than they should. D, you're next.
Everybody knows two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ram Jack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to RamJackNorth.com. That's RamJackNorth.com.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins and Kronk Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins and Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today, 701-235-0119, 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Mind 20 past the hour, brought to you today by PetroServe USA. Home cooking with grab-and-go convenience. That's what you get. We love telling you about that from the PetroServe USA studios. So what's for lunch today? How about cheesy enchiladas? Yeah, now we're talking. I-29 and 12th Avenue North Fargo location of PetroServe USA. Up to Harwood, just up a piece on I-29. Tater Tot Hot Dish at the location there. I-94 Valley City has beef tips and gravy, scalloped potatoes and ham, West Main Avenue in West Fargo, beef and noodle. All the lunch specials come with two sides in the bun. Good news is any PetroServe USA location has great grab-and-go food, good convenience, hot, fresh. Oh, you're going to love it. Like the 4 for $4 deal, lunch for $4, and you get a pizza, two cookies, and a 20-ounce drink. Can't beat that. PetroServe USA, tell them Scott sent you. D, is D in Fargo, Kev? D's in Fargo. What's on your mind today?
Well, I just wanted to say I think this is all going to keep going and keep getting worse because we started out with having, you know, Trump elected, and now they're going to, then it was them beating on him all the time. If you can get away with doing what they did to Trump, why not just destroy the whole country? Because that's what they're doing. It's an opportunity that these people are looking for. Maybe it started out to be a little thing of protest, but in my mind, it's all coming to the nominations and destroying the cops because then we won't trust them and, you know, getting rid of Trump, and then we can all be a happy socialist country.
So I don't doubt that Donald Trump and everything that he's brought to the presidency, it's very obvious. I mean, the hate directed at Donald Trump, in my mind, D, tell me if you think this is too strong, is every bit as bad as the unfortunate and all too frequent incidents of the hate directed from law enforcement towards a black individual. Hate's hate, isn't it? Is D still up?
Black cops killing white people, I mean, all the time. But I do think it's the Antifa, or whatever you want to call them, having an opportunity to escalate this situation to take down the country, destroying stores, destroying people from wanting to be having the cops as protection. I mean, it's all coming to a nightmare.
And, of course, Democrats tend to think philosophically, politically, the same as this mob. So they aren't anywhere near as aggressive in taking it out. I think you've got to separate out legitimate protests from anarchists, from thugs, from rioters. And the only way you're going to do that is to go, you know, with precision, no different than we do when we're following a terrorist. Okay, where, how do you get from there to there? Okay, where is he now? Okay, boom, gone. And video surveillance, whatever you got to use, find them, get them, and do something about it. I hesitate to think personally that this is all about Trump. I think some of this right now definitely is beneficial to the hate Trump movement, but I don't think it's necessarily all about Trump. In other words, DAPL started when Barack Obama was president. Right, it didn't start. It was a hate for fossil fuels and a hate.
It would have been
for,
handled much differently during the Trump administration.
Absolutely, would not have gotten out of hand anywhere near because again,
exactly.
They withdrew the permit. They caused half the problem. That's beyond dispute at this point. But I don't think that dark, awful disgust. You know what they did towards law enforcement. That wasn't because of Trump. Trump wasn't even elected. There is that movement's out there. That thuggery, that enterprise is there. And if you don't think that there are people that are funding it because it serves them politically, you're crazy. It's not organic. It doesn't just happen in any way, shape, and or form. But I don't think this is all about Trump. I think this is about people that just believe this is a tool to get what they want. That's what we got to stop. Let's see who's next. Brian in Jamestown. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, guys. Sorry about the road noise. How are you doing today?
Good, sir. How are you?
Oh, doing well. Just a quick point here. Out of all the protests I've heard about on the news, the first thing that reporters go to is, you know, these are outside agitators. I know we've seen this during Standing Rock, but keep in mind, Standing Rock that took place over several months. People had time to prepare and come out. As far as protesters coming from Chicago to Fargo, I find it highly unlikely. Some of the guys are saying they were from Arizona. Aren't there protests going on in the areas they live in that they could participate in, or riots, you know? Everybody's saying that these guys are from out of state. How do you know that? Did you ask them? Because right before I commit a felony, I don't tell people where I'm from and what my name is. You know what I mean? How ridiculous is that?
About all you have to go on, Brian, on that point is the actual arrest records. And there were 10 people arrested in downtown Fargo. I'm amazed it was only that many, given what was all done. But I understand the constraints that law enforcement has in a situation like that. All but one were from North Dakota. Only one was from out of town. And I saw a Fox News report on Saturday morning about the arrests in Minneapolis. And 80-plus percent were from Minnesota. So I agree with your narrative. That doesn't necessarily mean people are coming from, although I do happen to think like Black Lives Matter, you know, they've got their network. I saw some of their communication over the weekend. It talked about if you get arrested, here's what you do. Call this place. You know, don't post where you're going to protest. You know, there is organization underneath it, but there's enough people committing the illegal acts that are locals that to say we have a problem right here where we're at. I agree with you there.
What would be the purpose for news reporters and elected officials to jump to that so quickly, though? It's the same thing they do with immigration. You know, we're not going to catch them all. There's just so many of them coming through here. We just can't catch them all. It's a scapegoat. It's a scapegoat for elected officials to not do their job. And I'm not knocking the police. It takes a lot of courage, especially right now, for those guys to do their job. And I'm thankful for what they do. You know, are there police officers that, act not according to their code of conduct? Yes, there is. But treat them as individuals, because if you're going to take this police officer's rights as an American citizen and flush them down the toilet, that could mean the same for everybody, regardless of what group they're affiliated with. So,
thank you, Brian. Appreciate the call. Lots waiting here, so I'm going to keep rolling as best I can. Texter says, hi, Scott. Just wanted to give a shout-out to our National Guard men and women for doing their part and going into harm's way to keep our city safe. I'm from Dickinson. Saturday morning when I drove past the armory, they were assembled in the parking lot and holding a meeting. The lot was full of Humvees and ready for the road. When I passed the armory this morning at 4 a.m., their personal vehicles were still parked there, so I'm assuming they're in the eastern part of the state helping out. Thank you, National Guard. There you go. Thank you, National Guard. Couldn't agree anymore. JP from Valley City. You're next to go here. And a bunch of folks behind that, from Gary to Dave to Peter. Same with the text. I asked our friend Leon Francis to come on and talk a little bit about his thoughts about this as well. Leon, a guest host of mine, conservative activist. I want to get his take. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. So it looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right? Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to make something better out of it. Every day made better, like Hot Spring Spas. Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. More and more research out about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year, what a perfect summer to own your very own splash super pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. The best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month, or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. Swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer with a splash pool. From Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It was another night of violence in dozens of cities across the United States. Night 6 of protests, many of which turned into riots over the Minneapolis police custody death of George Floyd a week ago today. Nearly 40 cities are under nighttime curfews. National Guard troops have been activated in 15 states as well as Washington, D.C. New York City authorities believe the violence there associated with the George Floyd death has been planned out. NYPD Chief John Miller is saying that they have evidence from anarchist leaders.
Advanced scouts using encrypted communications, having resupply routes for things like gasoline and accelerants, as well as rocks and bottles.
Today marks the start of the Atlantic hurricane season, which experts say will be a very active one this year. And this is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
University of Mary, with a shout-out for the men and women of the military. You served our country, and now the University of Mary wants to serve you. The University of Mary is a military-friendly school with online and in-person classes available for busy adults in addition to their campus in Bismarck. They make it their mission to prepare you for promotion in the military or success in a civilian career. To do so, they offer a number of services specifically for military students, a full support team with extensive military backgrounds, focused just on you, personal care dedicated to your success. That military services team walks you through every step, scholarships, reimbursements, credit for prior learning. They make your education affordable and work with you to maximize the use of tuition assistance and VA education benefits. The University of Mary are ready to serve you. Classes start June 4th, later this week. Get started today. It's not too late. They'll waive your application fee if you say, I heard about this on What's On Your Mind. Go online to online.umary.edu/military services. So I first met this next guest at a protest. He and I were protesting the same thing. Big, out-of-control government. When I saw him there and I put the microphone up to him to let him have his say at this event, I didn't see him as a black person. I saw him as a fellow Tea Party protester. And I don't honestly have the capacity to get inside somebody who sees somebody by the color of their skin. Do we have that clip of Mayor Judd? Did you find that, Kevin?
Working on it.
Okay.
We're going to get it.
I'll ask Leon about it to start with, but the mayor of Moorhead is black, and he said, you know, that he thinks the frustration among people is they look at institutions and they don't see any of them in these institutions. So what he was saying is someone of color sees a police department, doesn't see enough of them. And it really struck me when I heard that earlier this morning to say, I don't see the world that way. I don't see institutions that way. I don't see people that way. But I understand if I was a different color, maybe I would better understand it. So, Leon, thanks for taking a couple of minutes for us out of your busy day.
Oh, not a problem, Scott. I remember that day that you're speaking about, and I remember you calling me brother, and the crowd kind of held their breath for a couple of seconds. And I didn't understand that because I felt a kindred spirit myself. You know, I had been listening to you for a while. I knew that our political ideologies and our worldview kind of lined up. And I saw you then as I do right now as my brother. And I'm an American. I love this country. One of the things that upset me this weekend, even at the peaceful protest, is we had guys here. I think they were African refugees.
Jody Schmidt, line one.
Sorry about that. I am at work. Give me 1 second. Let me pause that. Pull that out. One of the things that upset me was the anti-American sentiment that I heard. At one point, there was a guy of African descent. I think he's a refugee, and he's over here by the good graces of the American people. And he is deriding our Second Amendment rights. He's saying, well, you know, why do these guys need guns in their house and 500 guns and blah, blah, blah. And in the very next sentence, he's talking about how the American Constitution is a racist document and that there are two Americas and we need a new Constitution. And I'm like, wait a minute. This is what happens when you don't have a good grasp on history. Folks that he probably admires, like Malcolm X and Huey from, that started the Black Panthers for Self-Defense, those guys, and they're controversial a little bit, but one thing, and Abraham Lincoln also, the one thing that they stood for was our Constitution. Why they were upset was that people weren't following our Constitution. A lot of the things that are wrong in our society today would be fixed, would be remedied if we stuck to our Constitution. All men are created equal under God. This country is indivisible. We are all one people. We are all one brotherhood. And as soon as we come together and the scales fall off of our eyes and we recognize that, there will be an awakening, man. This country will be the strongest place on the planet because of that fact. Our Constitution is ironclad. We just need to stick to it.
So how do you sort of wave that in front of folks and say, here's what you need to know. Here's what you need to realize. Study this rather than Malcolm X, because I couldn't agree with you anymore. But how do we get those scales to drop?
Well, one, to be honest with you, our mainstream media needs to be shut down. And I know that will never happen. But the fear and the animosity that these guys stoke on a daily basis. I don't know if you know who Killer Mike is. You probably don't, because his name is Killer Mike. He's a DJ, a longtime DJ down there, I think, in Atlanta. And he's not a guy that you would suspect would have this opinion. But he said that a lot of the rioting and a lot of the angst and a lot of the unrest comes from the media churning out what I call victim porn. On a day in and day out, they're telling African Americans and minorities and women that all these people in power hate you. Look at what they're doing to you. They're throwing out these one-sided stats. They're cultivating a culture of fear and animus in our country that simply is not there. And believe me, I know that there is bigotry out there. I know that. You know, if I were to take a honest look at myself, I have some prejudices. You know, we all do. But the fact of the matter is, the vast majority of the people in this country are not bigoted. They love one another. I was in Rick's Bar Saturday night, and I couldn't have felt more safe in my life. And you know where Rick's Bar is, Rob, right? It's a big biker bar.
Yeah,
you know?
In the heart of downtown and all the protests. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, big rough crowd in there with the beards and the bikes and the leather, and I couldn't have felt more safe. I'm in there, and they're taking pictures with me and buying me drinks. And, you know, that's the America that I know and love. I refuse to believe that this country is the way they say it is in the media and from what I heard at that rally. Now, that being said, I do think that our police department, and I love Leo's, I do. If you go on my social media, you'll see exactly who I am, what I love about this country, all of that. But there are some conversations that we need to have. I believe that our police departments nationwide, they need to look at the way they escalate and de-escalate situations. I think use of force continuums need to be in place, and we need to discuss them. We need to discuss how do we escalate. How do we go from a 0 to a 10 in less than, like, 5 seconds? And if that's actually a good thing, white, black, or other. I heard Peter earlier, and I'll get a lot of angst about this, but he is speaking correctly, and it upsets me when people label that guy as a bigot and a white supremacist and all of this stuff, and all he's saying is, hey, over here, I'm a white guy, and everyone is beating up on me. That's basically what he's saying. LaRaza was in the White House for 8 years. It literally means the race, our race, Mexican race. No one blinked an eye. Peter comes on and he says, hey, I'm a white guy and I like white people, so can, you know, I have a seat at the table? No, you're a bigot, you're a white supremacist, sit down. That's one of the problems in America. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to rant. I digress. No. I know you had some questions, so
well,
my apologies.
If you could script the perfect way out of this mess, what would it be?
That's a complicated question. What do you mean mess? If we're talking about the rioters, that's one thing, because these guys are instigators. These guys are terrorists. They should be loved.
Right, and yeah, so and let's put them in a camp where they're lawbreakers that ought to be dealt with like every other lawbreaker is dealt with. I'm saying anybody that was there this weekend or in Minneapolis all last week, meaning to just convey how they feel because of this law enforcement officer. Somebody legitimately feels like the institutions of our government are out to get to them. How do you fix that so they don't feel that way? If you're able to address them, the protesters are going to be all that much more alienated. Right now, they're using a legitimate concern from people to break things, to be lawbreakers. But what, I mean, is President Trump go on a listening tour? Sit down with some of these people and try and get to the root cause of what it is that they believe is an offense against them. How do you fix that?
I saw an excellent example of how you fix that this weekend, as a matter of fact, and it didn't come from the White House. It came from Fargo PD and West Fargo PD out there holding signs with these people that have a grievance. They're saying to them, hey, we hear you. This incident was a horrible thing, and we agree with you. So let's have a conversation. Again, what these protesters are getting is the media sound bites of what America is. They actually believe that police officers are targeting them. I heard one of those speakers say, when my child goes outside to ask me to go outside to ride his bike, I have to tell him no. Well, unless you live in South Central L.A. or Gary, Indiana, that's not a concern, because cops aren't doing that. And one of the best ways forward would be exactly what happened this weekend. You had Chief Todd out there. You had the West Fargo police chief. You had various police officers out there with the protesters, holding signs, getting their pictures taken, speaking to them, having a dialogue. That's the only thing that's going to turn this tide when we're talking about that aspect.
Melt some hearts.
Whole thing.
Thanks, Leon. Appreciate you very much.
The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids,
Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org.
Let's ask Brock Walker from Blue Flint Ethanol Plant in Underwood. He's an electrical instrument technician. A little bit about the question of ag and energy coming together. What do you think you're in? Which one?
I would think we're in both. I mean, we are, providing a place for local farmers to bring their corn that they grow, and they can locally bring it to our facility. As we receive most of our corn from local farmers that truck their corn to the plant to sell. So definitely part of the ag industry in that respect, but the energy industry, we're trying to, create energy independence here, in North Dakota, so we can use the corn we grow here and create a fuel that we can use right here in the state and in other places. So I'd say we're in both the energy and ag industry.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
One thing you need to do in times like these is sleep a little better. Get a good night's rest. Everything's better when you sleep well. And the most important thing to your sleep is MyPillow. No more tossing and turning. Hot pillow, cold pillow. This isn't right. I don't like it. Okay. So MyPillow solves all that because Mike Lindell has invented the best pillow on the planet. And right now, a lot of great deals are there at MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, under the Radio Listener Specials. Also, his book, From Crack Addict to CEO, What Are the Odds? We're going to talk to Mike about the book later in the program, as a matter of fact. If you buy that book now, you get a $25 gift card from MyPillow. So go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Back to your comments, your thoughts on the week that was. in what we do going forward. To Valley City we go, and JP, what's on your mind? Are you there? Are you there, JP? Taking off a mute?
Mm-hmm.
You talk to JP and see if we can get that working. Dustin in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Dustin.
Yeah, this rioting for something that didn't even happen in North Dakota is getting ridiculous already. We ended up getting caught in it, not even knowing they were on State Street and Divide on Saturday. They had the whole intersection blocked. They were inches from a vehicle that I've worked hard to pay for and swinging signs at it, scaring my two children, my wife in the vehicle. And when I called 911, the dispatcher told me that I need to just sit there and deal with what they're doing because they're peacefully protesting and they have the right to do so, and I just have to wait it out. Because I couldn't back up because there was 10 cars behind me, couldn't go forward because there was 100 people in front of me, and the suggestion was back out or jump the curb if I don't feel comfortable in the situation, but make sure I don't hit any one of them.
Since when is it okay?
I'll be in trouble.
Since when is it okay to block a road? I mean, I heard the most bizarre news report a little while ago. A semi-truck drove his truck into a crowd of protesters. No, the protesters were on 35W. They were on the road.
Yeah.
He didn't drive into them. They got in his way. I mean, since when is it okay to say protesters can go on a road?
I've said that
they were swarming our vehicles. Our vehicle's sitting there on State Street and Divide, and all the dispatcher for 911 would say is that we had to bow to them and make sure that we didn't get them to be aggressive and that we had to just let them do what they were doing and was trying to justify them being there and blocking up a road that I was just trying to drive across town on.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I've been upset ever since.
I'd love to know who thought it was okay for them to go on the road and you're going to stay away. I mean, to me, I want to know more about these people and where they're from.
And by the way, they're not peacefully protesting when they're blocking traffic on a thoroughfare.
Right. So if they're breaking the law by blocking traffic, arrest them. Arrest them, and then we'll know more about them.
That's what I told the dispatcher. I said, "Are you guys going to get an officer down here to take care of this?" They're like, "Well, we have some undercovers there, I think, and they're monitoring." I said, "They ain't monitoring nothing. They're blocking the whole intersection. They're swinging signs at the vehicles. They're flipping people off. They're aggressive. This is not peaceful." "Oh, no, it's peaceful. They have the right to be there. You just got to be patient with them, and they'll eventually move for you."
That's crazy. That is absolutely crazy.
I got two young children and my wife in the vehicle. I was upset.
Yeah, no, it reminds me of Dapple. Same deal. You know, running people off the road, saying you can't take your kids to school this way. It's the same stuff they pull. And, you know, I get there's the whole situation with, okay, how many of them are there compared to how many do we have in law enforcement, and you got to manage the situation correctly. But to me, a bullhorn, you are arrested if you are on this road in 2 minutes. You have two minutes. Here's your two-minute warning. If you're on this road, you will be arrested. By the way, the truck driver's under arrest in that situation in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
The truck driver's under arrest.
Yeah.
Here's a guy, I don't doubt, who feared for his life. People were on his hood. They were pounding away on his windshield. They were trying to pull him out of the car until law enforcement got there, out of the semi. He's in jail.
I have a device I keep with me that will prevent anyone from dragging me out of my car or getting near my car or trying to threaten me in any way.
Well,
I suggest if you don't have one, it's called a Glock. Get one.
I just don't know how they can do this. JP from Valley City. Let's try you again here. JP, can you hear me now?
No, it's TP, but here I am.
Hey, TP, what's on your mind?
Well, I want to say amen to Leon, but you're going to have to think bigger now because there are protests going on in Germany, if you can believe that.
Saw that, Europe,
Over this cop incident. And a lot of the instigators are from out of the country, or at least that's so I'm told. And it all gets down to making the United States a second-class outfit and getting one world government. I know that's a big stretch, but there's things happening all over the place. So that's all I had on my mind.
Well, I'm glad you called, TP. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. More of your calls, welcome. We had planned to converse with Dan Johnston, a candidate for treasurer in North Dakota. I know this week will be a big week for a lot of voting ahead of the June 9th primary. Your mail-in ballots probably on the way back, sitting there on the counter. So we want to get you a chance to hear from the candidates. We're going to postpone that to tomorrow. More coming up.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next-generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.